Midday workout coming to a close. Big man, the Beast, DJ Rex, and it is time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, Mariah Carey, she announced that she's dropping a new song tomorrow morning called How About You GTFO. Get the F out.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what kind of mess she's talking on that.
Yeah,
okay. That'll be funny.
Who's she beefing with?
I don't know, Nick Cannon? Or maybe her ex-billionaire fiancé, maybe that guy?
It's been like...
We don't know. Might be her ex-billionaire fiancé guy. So Jeffrey Owens, a.k.a. Elvin Thibodeau, we know that he got a recurring role on Tyler Perry's show, The Haves and the Have-Nots, but he also just got a guest role on NCIS New Orleans.
Oh.
So he's getting that, you know...
Yeah, he's about to get that coin.
Paper,
yeah.
Okay? So Young Thug, he missed a show in Denver last night to turn himself in on the KOD tour with J. Cole. He wasn't there. So there was a felony warrant issued for his arrest yesterday, and that's why he left. So he was booked on 5 counts of violating the state's Controlled Substance Act. Now last week we told you he was wanted on 8 felony charges for possession of different drugs and a firearm. And August 16th he caught another felony gun charge. So is that 15? I don't know. In the state of Georgia, possession of more than 1 ounce of marijuana carries a mandatory sentence of 1 year in jail and up to 10 years in prison. That's just for weed. He had several different drugs and he has gun charges, so he really could be sitting. I'm not really sure. I think this could get ugly. Alright, so I was telling you guys about Chris Brown and his baby mother, Nia Guzman, about their daughter Royalty. She's trying to get more child support.
Mm-hmm.
He's currently giving her $2,500 a month and $4,000 for the nanny. So, they're still going back and forth in court. Nia has admitted to telling Royalty, their daughter, that he does not pay proper child support, who I said she's 4 years old. So she admitted to it. She said she told Royalty about this because Royalty was asking why they're not living in a house. So Chris obviously lives in a mansion. Nia, Royalty, and her other daughter live in a 2-bedroom apartment. And Nia and Royalty sleep in the same bed. This is what Nia's saying. Nia claimed that Royalty took $300 from her grandmother's purse and brought it home so that she could buy them a house because she wanted her own room. She's really pitied. This is making me sad if this is true. So Nia says she's in survival mode. She also claims that Chris only lets Royalty wear fancy clothes that he purchases when she's with him at his house, but must change into clothes provided by her mother when she goes home. I don't know. I feel like I just want to know if Nia works at all. Sis, if you have a job, then we could talk. But if you don't have a job, then we can't talk. Because I think what happened was you thought you was having babies by rich people and everything was going to be okay, and that's not what's happening here. So we shall see about that. So all you Power fans, we already know that the season ended crazy. We saw what happened to Angela. So the producer and creator, Courtney Kemp, told us, she announced on Instagram that Angela Valdez is not dead, so stop the debate. She told TV Line that Angela Valdez will be in season 6, but she cannot say what she's doing. Listen, she better be dying, period. I don't know what's going on.
Why would she say something?
Maybe they'll put her, I know. I don't know why she did this, but I feel like it was ruined for me, so I'm telling y'all. But this is what I'm thinking. I'm going to put her in a coma or something for a little while. She's going to wake up with amnesia. She's going to wake up like being the good guy, snitching on anybody. Something's going to happen. But at the end of the last episode, I actually want a ghost to die. So I'm a little rattled by the situation with Power. And lastly, Tinashe is going to be on this season of Dancing with the Stars. I just want to know, does that mean that she's washed now? Does that mean she's trying to get her career back on track?
Is that a serious question?
That means she's washed?
She's washed.
Okay, she's washed.
Party's over.
Party done.
Party done.
All
right. With that being said, the good old Dr. Kusher, he's going to be here in the next hour.
They're getting our asses.
Yeah. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.